Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi everyone, welcome to Love to Live Healthy. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. So today we are talking about the 5-hour fast, and we are going to be talking about the 5-hour fast all month long because I want you to have jet fast weight loss results for this summer, okay? So if you are ready, here we go. Today's first podcast about the 5-hour fast. We are going to give you 3 tips on why it works so well. And I'm also going to give you 3 tips on how to do it. And each week we will build on this, okay? So make sure you're watching our Instagram as well, because that will also give you tips and tricks on everything you need to know to do the 5-hour fast. Okay, so before we get to this, I want to remind you that if you do like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If it helps you in any way, follow it, subscribe, share it. It really helps our channel grow in the most significant way. So thank you. Let's start with the benefits of it. Okay, the first benefit of it is, of course, you are eating less. Okay, you have 5-hour window, so you're definitely not eating the same amount you would be eating all day. Ideally, you should be looking to do 2 meals, 1 to 2 snacks in your 5 hours, okay? So eating less overall, of course, is going to create faster weight loss, right? 2, you get such a sense of control when you're doing the 5-hour fast because you're not thinking about eating all day. You know what your 5 hours are, and that's what you're eating in those 5 hours. So the rest of the day, you can do what you have to do, plan what you plan, you know, have your day, do your exercise, you know, take your kids to school, whatever you have to do, it's not going to be focused on food because your focus is going to be on your day. And you know you're not eating until those 5 hours. So knowing that gives you a sense of freedom from thinking of food all day, of what I'm going to eat. Am I going to stay on program? Am I not going to stay on program? No, that is all out the window. Now your control is, I'm only eating in those 5 hours, and until that time comes, I'm not eating. Simple. It really is going to be as simple as you make it, so do not complicate this. It's your 5-hour window. Your body is going to learn to do what you teach it. So the more you do it, the easier it gets. Okay, 3, it creates a significant amount of fat burn from your body. You're burning fat, you're losing fat. That is what you want. Why does it do that? Well, after your 5 hours, when you hit to the 12 to 14 hours, your body has already burned and processed everything that you ate in those 5 hours. So between 12 and 14 hours, your body's done with what you ate in those 5 hours. So now the 14 to 19 hours, that is all fat burn. It's basically going to live and take from the fat that is stored on your body. That's what you want. That's what creates the fat loss. Now, from 14 to 19, each hour, the fat burn increases. So it gets faster and faster, which is amazing. And that's why you get such amazing results. Okay? So those are our 3 benefits this week of why you should do it. Now let's talk about 3 tips on how to do it. Tip 1, you only eat within 5 hours. So it has to be the same 5 hours every day. Ideally, you're doing 7 days a week, including your cheat day. Yes, you have a cheat day, but you eat in those 5 hours. Do you have to do that? No. Many of my clients will do Monday through Friday, and they get amazing results. Saturday, they stay on program. Sunday, they have their cheat, but they don't go within the 5 hours. You can absolutely do that. Or you can do 6 days straight, 5 hours. Okay, whether it's Sunday to Friday or Monday to Saturday, whenever your cheat day is, if it's Saturday or Sunday, you know, you go according to that, and you 6 days, 5 hours each day. Very doable, yes, and just cheat on your cheat day and you can make it at any time. Now, ideally, the best result is when you do the 7 days and you even include your cheat day within those 5 hours. Again, you're gonna get results whether you do it 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. But the most results you'll get is if you can incorporate the 7 days, including with your cheat day. You have your cheat day, but it's in within those 5 hours. Now, you can change your hours week to week. You just can't change them day to day. So if you choose 5 hours, you want to do those same 5 hours every, 6 to 7 days. Now, if you say, well, next week I can't do those 5 hours, I have to change them, you can change the times, but it has to be after your cheat day on, and you do it for a solid week, whatever your new times are. So each week, follow the same 5 hours, at least for 5 days, ideally 7. Okay? 2, what can you drink outside of your 5 hours? Black coffee, black tea, or water. Lots of water you should be drinking. So, you cannot do flavored drinks, even if they're unsweetened. You shouldn't even do any artificial sweetener. Can you? Yes, people ask me all the time. You can, but again, you're going to get the results that you put into this. And if you do it 100%, you're going to get the best results. Can you learn to drink black coffee? Yes, you can. Can you learn to drink black tea? Yes, you can. Can you drink water all day? Absolutely. It's what you want to do. And what you want to do is going to create the results you get. So think about that before you make your decisions. Okay, number 3, our last tip on how to do this. What do you eat in 5 hours? Well, you should be doing 2 meals and 1 to 2 snacks, a muffin and a chicken burger, with vegetables. It may be a fruit and it may be an innovation snack. We will be giving examples of all different 5 hour meals, whether you're doing innovation, ketovation, whether you're vegan, whether you're plant-based. Whatever you do, you can overeat in the 5 hours and you don't want to do that. That's going to take away from your benefits and from your results. So that's what you have to be careful of. You should be doing 1 light meal, 1 regular meal, 1 to 2 snacks. If you have a drink, that would be a snack. You are going to be full in those 5 hours. I promise you. Will you be hungry? Yes, there will always be a point in the day that you're hungry. There should be a point in the day you're hungry. It will pass. Do something to keep yourself busy, get through it, it'll pass. If you want best results, this is what you need to do. Follow your 5 hour fast. It works, it gets easier as you do it. I promise you, you'll be thrilled with the results, you will be thrilled with how you feel and look, and you will be super thrilled with how easy this becomes and your life becomes doing it, okay? I have tons of clients who do it, they love it. Yes, it was hard for them in the beginning, but they got used to it. They follow it, they are getting the best results. I have clients who really struggled, who lost a lot of weight on innovation and really struggled with that last 10 pounds, came right off doing the fast. So it works, but again, like anything else, it's hard. You just have to get through it, it gets easier, okay? Stay tuned, we will be doing even live Q&As if you have questions throughout the week. So we will be posting when they will take place, okay? So I hope everyone has the most amazing, fantastic, happy, healthy week. I love you guys.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.